Okay, so now we want to try to calculate the thermal conductivity. And the J, my J is the particle current. And if I take the particle current and I multiply by the average energy, so I put energy with a bar over it to try to mean the average energy, then that will be the energy current. And the internal energy is the average energy per particle times the particle density. So this should give me the internal energy. And so my energy current is the energy times the regular current. That's so the regular current is the minus the diffusion constant times the gradient of n. And I can write that as, using this up here, as minus the diffusion constant times the gradient of the internal energy. Now the internal energy depends on temperature. So if the internal energy at a certain region is higher, then it will depend on the temperature will be different there. So I convert this into a temperature gradient. The internal energy, I differentiate the internal energy with respect to temperature and then use the temperature gradient. And the derivative of the internal energy with respect to temperature is the specific heat. So I eventually get that the heat current is some constant times the gradient in the temperature, which is what we expect for the thermal conductivity. I've written it here. The thermal conductivity is this constant, and it tells you, given the temperature gradient, what is the energy current. The energy current flows from high temperature to low temperature, so you get this minus sign here. And then if we just compare this and this, we see that the thermal conductivity is the diffusion constant times the specific heat. And we've calculated the specific heat at least the phonon contribution to the specific heat, and it goes to zero at zero temperature. And that means that the thermal conductivity will also go to zero at zero temperature. The diffusion constant goes to zero at zero temperature as well. Diffusion is, if it's thermally activated diffusion, then the higher the temperature, the faster something diffuses. And as the temperature goes to zero, the diffusion constant also goes to zero, although the form depends on really the processes that are involved, so you can't really give it a form. But at any rate, the thermal conductivity goes to zero as temperature goes to zero because both the diffusion constant and the thermal conductivity are going to zero.